Good morning. The focus of our weather here in interior New York and New England over the next several days will start with an upper-level disturbance currently spinning around in the Ohio Valley to our south and west. It's creating a persistent onshore flow off of the Atlantic Ocean. Still, most of interior New York and New England remains dry this morning. We will have a fair amount of cloud cover through the morning and into the afternoon hours, and this will prevent temperatures from getting too high, but still, in most places, reaching seasonal averages and generally in the middle to upper 60s. We do run the risk of a couple of passing showers with that moist flow, and especially across the western Catskills and Mohawk Valley into the afternoon. We'll continue with that easterly fetch tonight with mostly cloudy skies, areas of drizzle possible in mountain valleys, and also the risk of a passing shower with lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. It looks like the rain in the mid-Atlantic region will slowly creep up into our region tomorrow. As a result, limited, if any, sunshine, more clouds than anything else, with occasional passing showers. High temperatures will be in the lower to middle 60s. And with that low-pressure system lifting back through the Great Lakes and into southern Canada over the weekend and early next week, we'll keep mostly cloudy skies in the forecast, with scattered showers from time to time all 3 days on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, with high temperatures staying in the mid-60s. Finally, it looks like it'll dry out with a ridge of high pressure building in for Tuesday and Wednesday, highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, flash flood watches and warnings remain in effect for the Baltimore, Washington, D.C. area back into the higher terrain of the panhandle of Maryland and northern Virginia. The upper low in the Ohio Valley will continue to produce an onshore low-level flow, resulting in significant moisture transport into this area. Periods of heavy rainfall will continue through tonight. Widespread rainfall amounts of 3 to 6 inches are expected, with localized higher totals in areas of repeated activity. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Matthew, located about 320 miles south-southeast of San Juan, Puerto Rico. Matthew's moving toward the west near 16 miles per hour, and a general westward motion is expected with some decrease in forward speed during the next couple of days. On the forecast track, the center of Matthew is forecast to pass to the north of Aruba, Bonaire, and Curacao on Friday. Maximum sustained winds are near 65 miles per hour with higher gusts. Gradual strengthening is forecast during the next 48 hours, and Matthew is forecast to become a hurricane tonight. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility and 37 degrees under partly cloudy skies with an east wind at 18 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 21 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 49 degrees, the dew point 46, 90% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.38 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 101 degrees at Bakersfield, California, to a low of 25 at Dillon, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with a shower or some drizzle possible in the mid-60s, Boston mostly cloudy and breezy near 60, and in Buffalo cloudy and breezy with showers and highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 70 degrees, the low 48. The average temperature, 59, that's 2 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 2.12 inches for the month, which is 94 hundredths of an inch below normal. And 25.57 inches for the year, which is 3.64 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 6 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, for the month, 53, and for the year, 54. That's 93 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 67 degrees. The average low, 46. The record high, 86, set in 1921. And the record low, 29, in 2000. Sunrise this morning, 6:51 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:39 p.m. 11 hours and 48 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a risk of a shower and lows in the 40s. For the Connecticut Valley, and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a shower possible today. Also, some drizzle possible and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with the risk of a shower or some drizzle and lows in the mid 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy with a shower possible today and highs in the mid 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with the risk of a shower and lows near 50. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and breezy with a shower possible today, some drizzle possible as well, and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with the risk of a shower and some drizzle with lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy today with a shower possible with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with the risk of a shower and lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy, showers more likely in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, with scattered showers from time to time all 3 days in the mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 60s Tuesday, and mostly sunny with highs near 70 on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.